You might, some of you might recognize this saying or this slogan, I guess you could call it, that's on the screen this morning. But if you don't recognize it, it is a slogan that an international corporation recently used to launch an advertising campaign to sell their shoes. And that company is the Nike company. And the slogan, as I'm sure you've already read it, but let me just read it again. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When I was thinking about today, designated as the day of prayer for the persecuted church, actually, this advertising slogan came to my mind several weeks ago. In fact, it was probably right after it was launched by the company. That slogan and the way that it's worded just kind of stuck in my mind. And I remember thinking at the time, you know, this company using a slogan like this to advertise their product, wouldn't it be nice if all Christians lived by that slogan? Believe in something, or maybe we should say someone, even if it costs you everything, or even if it means sacrificing everything. Went too far. There, my clicker works. So, this is the picture that was launched by the Nike Corporation, and if you again or have not been up to speed or up to date on what happens in the athletic world or in the Nike world, you might not know this man's name is Colin Kaepernick, and he was a backup quarterback, I believe I'm correct, for the San Francisco 49ers. He has also been a face seen on a lot of media and on the news, and probably you recognize that he has been in the news a lot for, I think he's credited with starting this campaign of athletes kneeling during the national anthem at football games and other sporting events. And apparently, the Nike company decided to, my understanding is that he already had a contract with Nike, and they apparently decided to, when they renewed the contract, to kind of use him as an icon, you might say. And so they pasted his picture all over the media and various places with this slogan. I don't know if you can read it where you're at, but across the face of his picture is that slogan that we had up just a moment ago. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Well, I suppose that many of you have the same question that I have when I saw this campaign is, did Mr. Kaepernick really sacrifice everything for what he believes in? And I guess different people have different opinions, so I guess I'm entitled to mine. But I got online and I tried to discover, if I could, what this man is making for this contract with Nike. And I wasn't able to find any specific amount, but I read a quote from Money Magazine that said, sports agents with experience negotiating corporate contracts for football stars tell Money Magazine Kaepernick's deal could be worth millions of dollars per year, which is unique because he isn't actually playing in the NFL anymore. And I guess because of who I am and my opinions, which don't matter to a lot of people, but the question that comes to my mind is just how much did Colin Kaepernick sacrifice for what he believes in? It doesn't seem to me that if you're making millions of dollars every year to do this ad campaign, that it really was much of a sacrifice. Now, I am aware of why they would say something like that, and it's because many people are of the opinion that Colin Kaepernick is not able to get a contract with any of the NFL teams because of his history of protesting the national anthem. And in fact, you may know, if you listen to the news and watch the media, you may know that he has a lawsuit pending against the NFL owners, claiming that they have somehow conspired among themselves to keep him out of a job. But I guess I would ask myself, is it really a sacrifice to land an advertising gig worth millions every year? And is it really a sacrifice to get all of the media attention that he has received? Which brought me then to think about the company. The Nike company apparently believed that they could stand to gain millions in profit by using this campaign, by using this ad. And again, I found a quote in a Money Magazine article that says that Nike and Kaepernick combined received a total of about $43 million worth of media coverage just because of the controversy. Well, I suppose that if somebody was depending on the exposure to the media, exposure to the public, it would be in their best interest to start some kind of a controversial advertising campaign, because it will get covered in the media, it will get covered in the news, and who wouldn't want, if they're selling a product, who wouldn't want $43 million worth of free coverage? It sounds like sacrificing everything, doesn't it? And if you can't tell, I'm being a little sarcastic. But I want to show you a few other examples this morning that I think really fit the slogan better. And the first example is pictured here in these two pictures. You have often, I'm sure, we all have often seen it, where this verse of scripture that Jesus gave us in the Gospels is often used in connection with those who serve in the armed forces and give the ultimate sacrifice. When Jesus said in John 15, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." And that truly is an example of believing in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Some of you will be able to help me remember. I was trying to think of this person's name a little bit ago, and it escapes me. But I remember there was another NFL player that left the NFL to go fight after 9/11. Anybody remember his name? Pat Tillman. And he had a career in the NFL, and he left the NFL to go fight with our soldiers against terror. And he gave the ultimate sacrifice and was killed before he could get back home. So we certainly recognize that the men and women of the armed forces have literally put their lives in jeopardy, and we're going to be recognizing veterans next Sunday. And next Sunday is actually Veterans Day, November the 11th. Nike may not have chosen a soldier to advertise their product, but in my opinion, every soldier has exemplified the Nike slogan far better than what any athlete ever has. The next example of this slogan gets even more personal to us because it matters to us. It includes us. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 that we are to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. There the scripture tells us that Jesus had some goal ahead that he saw, the joy that was set before him. And because of that, he endured the cross and he despised all of the shame. He believed in something, even if it cost everything, even if it meant sacrificing everything. It demonstrates the willingness of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come into our world and give up his life so that we could have life, so that we could have forgiveness, so that we could be redeemed. In Philippians chapter 2, Paul tells us to let this same mind, this same pattern of thinking, this same value system that was in Christ be also in you, who did not consider his position of equality with God as something to be grasped a hold of and held on to, but he surrendered it. And he willingly laid aside the splendor and glory of heaven in order to come into our world. And he humbled himself, took on the form of a servant, and became one of us so that he could redeem us. I thank the Lord for that. Amen. But that verse emphasizes that Jesus did not consider what he had in heaven with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He did not consider the glory and the grandeur of heaven something that he must just hold on to at all costs. But he willingly surrendered that and came into our world to redeem us. Hallelujah. He sacrificed the glory of heaven. He sacrificed the approval of men when he was here on earth. He could have fit right in with the religious leaders. He could have fit right in with the way that the religious teaching was going at that time. But he sacrificed the approval of men. And he ultimately sacrificed his own life there on the cross. Again, I would say that our Lord Jesus Christ exemplifies this slogan better than any athlete ever has. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. This is the picture that I got from the Voice of the Martyrs, the organization that ministers to persecuted Christians all around the world. This is a picture, as you can probably tell, of candidates getting ready to be baptized. Thank you. I need a monitor on the back so I know what's behind me. Either that or dead eyes in the back of my head. I don't know why I kept advancing, but anyway. Kind of like my kids have a mind of its own. But anyway, these people preparing for baptism in a country where it's illegal or a place where the very high risk of persecution. And sometimes people must be baptized in secret. I've watched little video clips and seen pictures of people doing baptisms in a bathtub in someone's home in order to be not caught doing a baptism, because it would mean certain death. These people believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. I remember years ago, a good friend of mine went to the same Bible college that I did, was telling a story about preaching over in, I believe it was part of Africa, where he was at, but he was preaching, and he was talking to a large group of people at night, and he actually, there was not enough light to be able to see everybody that was there. But at the end of his sermon, he gave an invitation for people to step forward to give their hearts to Christ. And he said that he knew everyone that stepped forward and gave their life to Christ would be a marked person. They would be marked as one who had given their lives to the Lord, and everyone else would get spread around of their decision and their action, and they would likely face persecution. They would likely face some kind of opposition because of that. And he said, one by one, people would step out of the darkness of the large crowd and come up towards the front where there was a lot more light, so that they would be able to publicly give their hearts and their lives to Jesus. All over the world, people are choosing to serve Christ, even though it means sacrificing everything. I don't know about you. I think I've said this many other times, but it makes me feel ashamed. It makes me feel embarrassed that I have had such an easy time, if you want to say it like that, an easy time serving the Lord in a country where we still have the freedom to do that. And Pat said earlier, we don't know how long we'll have that freedom. We don't know what the future holds for us, but I thank the Lord that we've had that opportunity. We have the opportunity to be here today, yes, and worship the Lord without fear of the government sending army troops in or some other radical group coming in and taking over our service. We don't have that fear this morning, and we thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
I want to tell you this story about this man and his wife. I should have just had Lori advance it back there, and I thought I'd make this little thing worth the money that I paid for. Anyway. Yeah, whoa. Is it still there? Yeah. Malik and his wife were thrown out of his family's house after he told them that they were Christians. But he refuses to return to Islam, even though his father has offered to let them rejoin the family if he would do so. Malik was a Muslim for a long time, but he struggled to understand Muslim traditions. When an evangelist shared the gospel with him, Malik readily accepted Christ. He kept his Christian faith to himself at first, but eventually he told his family. They immediately began to threaten the couple, even telling the wife's family that they were going to kill her. Finally, the couple was thrown out of the family home, and they left everything behind. Since then, Malik has been growing in faith. One Voice of the Martyr worker said, Malik is doing major progress as a Christian. Pray that Malik and his family will remain strong in the faith. And then there was this little note in parentheses. His mother, Malik's mother, has now come to faith in Christ as well. Hallelujah. And so this couple just represents one example of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that know what the cost is. They know what they're going to sacrifice. They know that they're going to lose their job. They know they're going to be excommunicated from their family. They know that a lot of other things that are going to happen to them because they lose or they leave the traditional religion of their people, whether it's Islam or in India, it would be Hinduism or some other place. They know when they make that choice what it's going to cost or what it likely will cost. And yet they make the decision anyway. They have that faith in their heart that causes them to believe not just in something, some any old thing, but they believe in Jesus Christ, and they believe even though they may sacrifice everything. All of these people need our support and our prayers. And so, my challenge to us today, that we would feel encouraged and emboldened and feel the responsibility that we have based on what our brothers and sisters go through so that they can serve Christ. I would challenge us to believe in what we say we believe in strongly enough that we're willing to sacrifice everything. Do you and I believe in something strongly enough that we will still believe, even though it may cost us everything? People say they're willing to die to keep their Bibles, yet they may go days and weeks without opening it. People say they're willing to die for the right to pray, yet they aren't willing to sacrifice food or sleep to intercede for a lost loved one or an urgent need. People say that they're willing to die for the right to assemble for worship, yet they allow the smallest thing to keep them from meeting with God's people, their brothers and sisters in the family of God. I have to say to you this morning, it's no longer astounding for me to hear some of the excuses that people use to absent themselves from God's house, or from prayer, or from the reading of God's word. We need to face it, friends. Far too many of us have said we're willing to die for things that we can't even be counted on to do anymore. And I want to ask you the question today, is it only athletes who are willing to believe in something even though it means sacrificing everything? Is it only Christians living in restricted nations who are willing to believe in something even though it means sacrificing everything? What about us? What about you and what about me? Have we found something to believe in to the extent that we're absolutely willing to sacrifice everything in order to live what we believe? I remember a number of years ago, I heard a pastor say, how would people that are antagonistic towards the Christian faith, how would they know how committed we are to living our faith? And I think I raised my hand in that. It was kind of a classroom setting. Not sure if it was just a Bible study or a Sunday school class or something, but if I remember right, I raised my hand and I said, well, the way they can tell how committed we are is just to outlaw it, say that we can't do it anymore. And they'll find out just how committed we are. And that's true. I'm sure that that's one possible answer, but that's not the answer he was looking for. He went on to say, they won't even need to do that. All they need to do is watch how we live now. watch how we live now. Because we all, I think, need to acknowledge that there have been times where we've allowed the flimsiest excuse to keep us from really committing ourselves to the cause of Christ and committing ourselves to the will of God and the Word of God in so many different ways. And so, on this day, as we have been urged by those who talk and communicate with our brothers and sisters around the world, and I could name off a number of nations, although there are pockets of persecution in far more nations than what I can name, but I know just based on things that I've read, I know that there's severe persecution going on in Colombia, South America, with the drug cartels and the gangs and the people that control the power, you might say. A lot of Christians are persecuted in Colombia. I know that Nigeria and Sudan and different nations like that in Africa, there is a number of extensive persecution because of various reasons, but mainly because of the Muslim religion that is a stronghold there in many places. And then we know of Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan, and Pakistan was mentioned in the video this morning, and India is another country. We've heard reports different times of those that are persecuted and beaten and some even killed by the Hindu nationalists and Hindu radicals there in India. And just those are just a handful of places that we can talk about or name where people who love the Lord know that any day they could suffer for their faith. And so I want to close the service today by singing this hymn, Stand Up for Jesus, because that is a challenge to every one of us. We have lots of opportunities, and I am ashamed to say that I can look back across my life and recognize there were times when I caved, when times when I didn't speak up as boldly as I should have or I could have. And so I want to challenge us this morning that we truly would dedicate ourselves and commit ourselves anew and afresh to the cause of Jesus Christ, no matter what it costs us.